Once upon a time, there was a boy. And the boy had a little teddy bear, and he loved his teddy bear. He wanted his teddy bear to go everywhere with him. If they went out for a walk, why, the teddy bear would come too. The boy would have his dog on a leash and the teddy bear under his arm, and off they'd go. Now, one time, they went out walking on the common, a lovely big green hill just near where they were living. And they went up there and they walked around, and there were cows up there. It was one of those kind of places where cows are just roaming free. And there was a lovely day and sunny and all, and lots of people walking their dogs just the same as them. And the boy, why, he got distracted at one point. His dog got all tangled up with another dog, and it was rather funny, and the boy at one point just dropped his teddy bear. Dropped his teddy bear because he needed both hands to untangle his dog. And that was the point where he quite forgot him. He just left him in some tufty grass, and then something else happened that was even more exciting. The dog must have run after a frisbee or a ball, and off they went. And the point where he dropped his teddy bear, why, it was now forgotten to him. And he'd never find him again, even if he'd tried. So off he went, playing with his dog, and it was a lovely day and sunny and all, and kites were flying, and the boy was so, so distracted by it all that it wasn't until they had got back home. It wasn't until they'd been doing things for a good half an hour that the boy suddenly realised. Where's my teddy bear? Where's my teddy bear? And he couldn't see his teddy bear anywhere. He looked in his jacket. Sometimes he'd stuff his teddy bear into his pocket, but no, it wasn't there. He looked in the hallway. Sometimes he'd leave it by his shoes when he took them off, when he came inside. No, it wasn't there. He looked in all the special places that sometimes he'd leave his teddy bear, but he couldn't find him anywhere. No, the truth was, his teddy bear was well and truly lost. Well, now began all the pestering. Mum, 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 can we go? Can we go back to the common? Can we go back to the common? Mum was making supper. There was no time to be going back to the common and getting the teddy bear from goodness knows wherever it was that he'd dropped it. They'd just have to go tomorrow. Oh, I want to go now, said the boy. Tomorrow, said his mum. I've not the time and it's bedtime soon. Well, all that evening, as the boy was falling asleep in bed, all he could think about was his teddy bear. Would he be okay? What if it rained? What if a cow came along and ate him? All these thoughts rumbled through his head until at last he fell asleep and dreamt of his teddy bear being eaten by a cow on the common in the middle of the night. The next morning, he woke up really quite concerned, quite disturbed, and insisted they go out straight away. His mum said, oh, goodness, I haven't even got dressed yet. But the boy begged her and hassled her and nagged her until at last she said, oh, all right then. And so off they went, and it was only just dawn. There was no one else on the common but them. They walked and they walked, and the mum asked questions like, when did you last see him, and where exactly was it? And the boy was, over there. But he didn't really know where it was. He had no idea at all, to be honest. Could have been anywhere on the common. He just couldn't remember. But then they saw something that was rather curious. Quite far away, they saw all the cows running together. Now, the cows were from one day to the next in a different part of the common, sometimes up by the hedges, sometimes way over the top of the hill, other times down by the road. But the boy had never seen them running together. They'd amble, they'd stroll, they'd lollop in that bovine kind of way of theirs, but never run. What's over there? Said the boy. What are they doing? The mum said, I've no idea. Let's go, said the boy. Oh, all right, said the mum. And off they went. And when they approached the cows, they saw that the cows were running not in one direction, but back and forth, up and down. And one cow especially was always in the lead. One cow in the lead and all the others following after, like it was a big old game they were playing. As they got even closer, the boy suddenly called out, "That's my teddy bear!" And there, sitting on top of the cow in the lead, there was the boy's teddy bear. And he was punching the air and whistling and whooping and hanging on for dear life to the horns of the cow. And the cow was running this way and then turning round and running back again. And the little teddy bear was whooping and punching the air and yee-haw! And all the other cows thought it so much fun that they were galloping and stampeding after them. Why? The boy and his mother just stood and watched in abject astonishment, until at last the teddy bear caught sight of the boy and said, "Yoo-hoo!" And they started galloping towards the boy, and the boy and his mum, they wanted to run away, but pretty soon the cow slowed down and came to a stop, and the teddy bear jumped off and down onto the ground. "Are you coming home now?" said the boy. The teddy bear just nodded his head and smiled a very cheeky kind of smile. Well, the boy gathered him up in his arms, and the mum, she put her arm around the boy, and back they went, back home.